difficult game to lose, no doubt. You know, to be inside the green zone three times and kick field goals, that hurt. That obviously you're thinking that that's going to come back to haunt you. The block punt, I mean, top of the right away in the third quarter, the block punt. Not only block punt, but it ends up being in the end zone for a touchdown. That hurt. The penalties, the untimeliness of the penalties, that hurt. We had a ball in the end zone, obviously got called for holding. I thought that our defense battled. I mean, they, you know, their first score was right down the field and score. But once I think we settled down, we did a decent job of you know, holding them. I mean, I'm not sure what the number of punts were or anything like that. But we did have some three and outs, which was very good, and put ourselves in position. Hey, at the half, we had probably twice as much time of possession as Philadelphia did, and that was part of the plan. I mean, that's the way you have to go about trying to defend them, is to keep them on the sideline. So we, you know, we had some chances. We did not rush the ball the way we intended to rush the ball. It's kind of a long playing album, but, you know, 1 week we run the ball pretty well, the next week we don't run it very well, and that hurt. I mean, you know, we had two runs at one point inside the 5 yard line and didn't gain much of anything in terms of yardage. So that continues to be an issue. You know, we had a lot of yards and did a lot of things very well offensively. However, not enough. And defensively, I say we had a good plan. The plan was well taught. Thought we did a pretty good job, although, you know, you always say you're going to try to stop the run. They had a lot of run yardage, as it turns out. But I think we put ourselves in position to win the game there. Special teams was kind of a back-and-forth fair catch for most of the day. The kickoffs were boomed out of the end zone or in some cases returnable, but to the 20-yard line. So the difference being the blocked punt. Josh Brown hits that 53-yard field goal. That's big. Now, momentarily, you're not worried about the two-point conversion anymore. They get it back to where, you know, we had plenty of time. We had 3 minutes and some seconds. We had one timeout. We needed a touchdown and a two-point play, and we get an interception at the end of the game, which very untimely. And we had taken good care of the ball. And for the most part, pass protection was good. We blocked the pressures pretty well. Got the ball thrown where we wanted to. But in the long run, it wasn't enough.
What was your assessment of the interception you liked at the end? Was it him underthrowing or not getting enough air underneath it?
He threw an interception.
Tom, what happens for you now in terms of evaluation of the team, your own status? What are the next few days like for you?
We're going to evaluate our team just like we always do. We're going to present, along with pro personnel, to the owners, our evaluation of the players, and take it from there. If there's anything else, it'll be initiated by ownership.
In terms of your own status?
I just said, I'm going to go about my business just as I always do, until I'm told otherwise.
Has there been a thought by you at all about whether you want to continue, or is it a no-brainer for you that you would like to continue coaching?
I'm not going to share any of those kind of thoughts.
On the second possession where they overruled the interception, they called the pass interference on it, you got pretty vocal and ran on the field. Any sense as to what you saw or what got you so angry?
I saw what everybody in the stands saw. I don't know. I think he said he grabbed the jersey. Now, if he grabbed the jersey, that's the call, no matter what the play is. That's the way the rule's been interpreted this year. I didn't see the jersey get grabbed. I thought it was when Beckham went to the post and got hit on both sides by defenders, I wondered what happened to the 5 yard rule, you know. So I saw more contact there than I did some other spots. But if he grabbed the jersey, I have no problem with that. That's what the rule is. You grab the jersey, you're going to get called.
Tom, do you want to see your staff return to tackle?
Excuse me?
Do you want to see your coaching staff return?
Yes, but I'm not going to say anything more about that or anything else today. Okay.
What do you see, Eli? Can't run the ball. Does that put too much pressure on him when you have him throw the ball that many times?
It puts too much pressure on any quarterback. You know, you got to have some kind of something to balance off. We had some 5 yard runs, but we didn't have enough of them.
Do you have any idea what happened on the far sideline with Odell when he got hit late? There was no call and he got hit. see that? Were you shocked by that sequence? Or?
Well, my thought, without, again, sitting there and having a great view, was that he was helmet to helmet with him. And I think that's what caused to take the helmet off. He must have got, although I didn't talk to him about it, but that's what it looked like to me. But again, I wasn't over there. I'm not standing on that sideline.
How would you assess the season?
Disappointing. How else do you want me to say it? Not enough wins, too many losses.
After Odell scored the touchdown, when you guys got the ball back, he wasn't in on the first two plays.
He was sick on the sideline. He was ill and he was vomiting and so on and so forth. So they held him. He didn't have a lot of. He didn't come back with a lot of strength right there.
Do you think this is headed in the right direction, and do you want to see it through?
I've said three times I'm not going to say anything about it. I think it's headed in the right direction. Yeah.
How would you assess the season he had?
I think he got much better. I think he really got to perform in this scheme well. I think he understands it. I think he is with the ability to adjust pretty much everything, including the protections and placing personnel and snapping the ball and having all these things going. I think it suits him to a T. I think that's how he plays his best. That's what he wants to do, and I do believe that the system. He worked his way through the system. He's playing well within the system right now. And, you know, let's face it, we didn't win the game, but I think there's two 500-yard games in a row. So something was being done. Now, you know, was the percentage the way you like it? Probably not. But there were some deep shots that we wanted to take. We wanted the one-on-ones, and we wanted to take some shots, and we did. And unfortunately, most of them were not completions, and therefore they go in the book as incomplete. But it was part of what we wanted to do.
What do you say when the final numbers, what do you think of the final numbers? Beckham with 91 catches, 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns, 12 games.
I think he's an outstanding young player with a bright career and future. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. But his first year and first time on the field as he's learning, you know, you can only anticipate better things, bigger and better things.